יש a lot of go down to the farm and buy it off the farmer, ובבאץ לא ירנו לויקי. As long as you didn't see him, ממש go and pick it up. So Rashi, ובבאץ לא ירנו, החובר שהוא לויקי את מן הנטיר. Even though, as long as you don't see him, ממש pick off the young one-year-old tree, you're allowed to eat the fruits. So anytime you have a suffix, if this fruit is orla or not, then chutzah you're allowed to eat it. So according to Beis Shammai, a tzlat tree is a suffix orla or not, because he's in the suffix whether this tree is called a tree or called a vegetable. So according to Beis Shammai, you should be allowed to eat all the fruits of this tree during orla, during the first 3 years. So if you're looking for coolies, why are you only make like a kivam? Be make all at the Beis Shammai and eat even the kafrit, even the vyenis also. And the more portion. We have a kiva b'mokim Rabbi Elazar v'din kavasei. At least there's a machlekes. Rabbi Kiva connected to Rabbi Elazar. So even though an Eretz Yisrael a machlek like Rabbi Elazar, and chutzlot I make like Rabbi Kiva. Mashenkein who Beis Shammai b'mokim Beis Tilul in the Mishnah. We have a machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Tilul. Since we pass like Beis Tilul, Beis Shammai is not called the Mishnah at all. So it's not even called a man b'yama to be make along. Trashi ain't the Mishnah. The ain't that suffik elavadei. Of a tzlaf tree is not called a suffik olo the first 3 years. It's considered like a vadei olo. So therefore, if you know you have a you're growing a tzlaf tree in the backyard, and you know it's only 2 years old, it has it in olo. So therefore, he held that the tree itself he threw away was olo's also banor. But the rest of it, yeah, it's like the bikini. Fred the Gemara now Akasha the tapit lay the nas the shayim of the pri. We have Akasha even according to Rabbi Kiva. How could you say that what's called the fruit only like the Yoinus itself is called its fruit? Vashek came the kafrisin, that's the shell around it, like an orange shell, that's not called the fruit. Therefore it's mutatit anola. Fretum Akasha, but even though it's not a fruit, the tapit lay the nas the shayim of the pri. It's a shaymer, it's something that's watching the fruit. The Torah says by Ola the first 3 years the Aralchem are lost by Espiriyoy, a new pasuk Espiriyoy. What are we dashing? As Hatoful the period, something that's toful to the fruit itself, or my new Shema the fruit. The Shema, the something that's watching, like the shell around the fruit, even though the shell itself is not edible, but since it's watching the fruit, the Hilchos Ola, it's considered like the pre, and it's also. How could you say this kafrisin? You're allowed to eat the shell around the avyonis, around the fruit itself. The chur, the shell, should be like a shomer. And the shomer is also an orla. Rashi would take the blame. Dinamik, Rabbi Kiva, even more hold like Rabbi Kiva, the Amalinian Meister. So Kiva himself was talking about Trumas the Meisteris. The last Heroninu. He said there, what do you have to think of Meister from? Only from the avyonis ikapri. But the shell around it is not called an oichol, you don't have to take off Trumas the Meisteris. That's good for Meister. Avalinian Orla, but Nageyat HaValoch of Orla should be Asir, should be also Kafritin. He's the shell around the fruit should be also for Orla. Devilay Shomer. Because since there's fruit, the shell around it is a watcher, the Shomer. For the pre, Hilchos Orla, that's also also. Amarava, the Teretz is, Amarava, Heichi Amrinan, the Nasa Shomer, the pre. When do we say something that's watching the pre, has Allah for Orla like the pre itself? Heichi, the Easter Beim, the Tullah Beim, Mechuber. Even after you pull it off the tree, the shomer is still on it like an orange peel. Even after you peel the orange off, you still have the peel around it, that's called the shomer. Abahocho, by this slap, by this defyonis, this prehem, the mechuberita. When do we have the shell around this fruit? Only when it's attached to the tree. The tolish, but later when you pull this fruit off the tree, later. The kafrisin, the shell around it is not there anymore. Trashi, the tolish, later. Soifish, neiflamenu. It falls off by itself. Kishimagil is special. Even when the fruit is still on the tree, this shell falls off the fruit by itself. That's not called the shomer. The shomer only means something that's on it even after you pull off the tree. But the more eitzvay abayit, avakashra not yisoy. Pitmo shorimun. Pitmo arimun is what pomegranate. The pitmo, that's like the flower around it. Shrashi pitmo shorimun, ha perach, the flower. Shebroish on the top of it. Kain sheesh the tapuchim. You have around an apple, a flower on top of it, is mitzarefis. That's mitzaref to the rim of the pomegranate itself, Hilchos Tumah. By Tumah, you have to have a shear of a kebet to oichum. And then if a sheriff touches this makabal Tumah, let's say you have a rimun that's a little bit less than a beitza. And this pitma, this flower, makes it into a size of a beitza, it's makabal Tumah then. Vashenkin vaneitchaloi. Vaneitchaloi, that's like the pre around, that's like the shell around it. The outer shell around the pomegranate ain't mitzarf. It's not mitzarf. So if you only have less than a beitza of the pomegranate, and this outer shell is the kizamakabatum. Now, me the kamer on the and mitzarev, since you say the nate, the outer shell around the pomegranate, is not mitzarev, almod lav oichelu. The Kuri is saying it's not considered an oichel, that's why it's not makabatum. The Tony Gabrioli, no, we learned by Hilchos Orlo, klipe rimoin, what about the klipin? That's the snake, the klipin, the shell around the pomegranate. Of our nature loy, and has klipa remind means the ika shell that we have got a pomegranate right now. The nature loy, that's the outer shell that grows on it when it's on the tree. Klipa ya goizin who are din nutshells, the hagarinim, and the pits of all fruits, is chayavim borla. You see, it is chayav borla. So what is the, you see the shell around the remind is also considered orla. It's considered a shayma to the tree, that's called part of the tree, filchas orla. Now this rimoin, this pomegranate, this outer shell falls off it before it comes off the tree. And when we get a pomegranate, we only have the inside shell. The outside shell fell off it before when it's still on the tree. And still we see for Orla, the outside shell, the rimoin, is called a tree. So a back kasha by us. Why do we say die the kafrisin? You're allowed to eat the kafrisin, that's the shell around the slap tree, that shell around it is also called the shema. In Russia, Chayavim Ba'ola, the Rachmana Rabbinu, the Torah says a Shomer is called a pre for Ola. Me'ez period, Vatofel period. Now, behind Nate, this outer shell around the pomegranate, late the Shomer Batolish. Shekishin is Yavish, when the fruit starts to get ripe, is Neufel Mi'ala Klipa. It falls off the Klipa itself. And still we see Filkus Ola is called a pre. So Chori, still you see a shomer of a tree could be called a shomer even though it's not there later when it's pulled off the tree. Even though it's only watching when it's on the tree, still it's called a shomer. So a dak shomer by us, by the slap tree, how come you're allowed to eat the kafritzin, the shell around the avyain is, it's a watcher, it watches the tree, let it be called, it is the orlo. Hello, I'm a rabbi, no, do you say? Hey, chiyam, I mean, the nasale shomer of the tree. When do we say something's called a shomer, watch of the tree? It's bottled to the tree, it's called a tree. Hey, chadish, b'shaz, ma tree. So at least on the pre, when the pre gets finished, even though it's only on the tree, but that's when it's finished. Of the high kafris, by this slap tree, this shell around it, leis de b'shas gemar pre. When the pre gets finished, even before it gets finished, the outer shell falls off. That's not called a shame. So the Gemara, that's also not true. The Yom Rav Nachman, Yom Rav Abahua, Hani Mitzchali Diola. Mitzchali means young dates. Trashu Mitzchali means betamri. By dates, Kikafris b'tlaf. This mechale means the shell around the date. When a date first grows, it has a hard shell around it. The olam is asiri. Still, you now have enough from it of the first 3 years. Why? Ha'ilvanas the shema lepri. The belt is called the shema. It watches the date. The outer shell watches the date. So the first 3 years, you can't have enough from that shell. Now, the shema leperi amis. When does the date still have the shell around it? Heavy b'kufra. That's only before it's ripe. When the dates are very small, then it has a shell around it. Before the date starts to get ripe. When the date gets ripe already, the shell falls off it. The shell is only on it when the date is not ripe. And still you see it's called a shomer. So you see a shomer, even though it's only there beginning when the tree starts to grow, still at that time it's called a shomer. So by the shell, by kafrisin, it's a shomer for the tree. Why is it mutanola? So the correlate shomer the tree. And for the Gemara, Rav Nachman, I'll tell you, Sobolok Rav Yosi. Rav Nachman himself, that holds its usher, holds like Rav Yosi. Says Rashi, Rav Nachman, Sobolok Rav Yosi, the Kufra, heavy tree. It's really with the hold our Svara, that a Shomer has to be there when the tree is finished. If it falls off before the tree is finished, it's not called a Shomer. I, by tomorrow, will see it's called a Shomer even though it falls off before it's ripe. The Torah says no, he holds like Rav Yosi that even a kufra is considered a ripe fruit. It's considered a ripe date already. So since the shomer is here when it's ripe, that's why it's chayv and orla. The Tanan, Rav Yosi oimer, smoder osa, mifnei shupri. Smoder means a very unripe grape. Even though it's very small, he holds still it's osa because it's called a pri. What are you talking about, Tashi? Smoder osa, anovim kivon shenofol aprach. As soon as the grape, the flower, fell off it, The whole gagra nirun, it's nearer, the whole bull is nearer. Lats my kori smother. Hakom Rav Yehi, to keep in shabol lachlas smother. As soon as the grape comes that size that you can tell it's a bull, it's a grape. Kori pri v'yosim mishamola. Already it's osim mishamola. It's called a pri. So according to Rav Yehi, these dates, when it has the shell around it, it's already called a pri. So therefore, the shomer is called the shomer of a finished pri. Mashenkin by kafrisa, it's not a finished pri yet. So the Gemara pligi rabbanon alei, and rabbanon dinzach on Rav Yehi. So I hold that the rabbanon, like the rabbanon talk, it's not called the shomer because it's not called the pri yet. So by us, by kafrisa, it's also good. The kafrisa falls off the avyonis before it gets ripe. So since it's not on it, when it's ripe, it's not called the shomer. But the Gemara, no, it's also not true. Maskav laron simi menadoi. Or v'shar ilonim pligi is the ramachlekes by other trees. Exactly when is a fruit called a fruit? There's no machlekes there. Mi pligi rabbon alei. There's rabbon dinza from Rav Yosi. Means by shar teres, everybody's maskim. As soon as you could tell it looks like a fruit, it's called a fruit. So who are here by kafrisin? Then it's also called a fruit. It should be called a shayim alapri. It should be yosam. The yotanan may aimosai and kritzin as ilonis b'shrius. Halacha Shri is the seventh year, the Paris have the Kedusha on it, that you're not allowed to ruin the Paris. Paris says, Le'ochlo, V'loy Lehefsit. Fruit that grow on Shri, you're not allowed to throw away. You have to eat them. So if you have a tree that's growing on Shri, you're not allowed to chop down the tree. When? When the Paris are on it. Before the Paris grow, you're allowed to chop down the tree. So say there's the Kasha Yisvah. Tashkis! So he says, it's talking about a tree that the wood is worth more than the Paris. It doesn't give off that much fruit. The wood of it is worth more than the fruit. So as Baal Tashkish, you're allowed to chop down the tree, because the wood is worth more. But now it's on Shriya, and there are Paris on the tree already, you're not allowed to be mafsid the Paris, so you're not allowed to chop down the tree. Now when are the fruits called the fruit of Shriya? They shama yermim kol ilonis mishyitziyu. All the trees, as soon as it gives off a ball that you can see it looks like a fruit, that's already how Kedusha Shriya, you're not allowed to be mavatal the tree anymore. They shil loyim, it depends. Hacharuvim by boxer mishia shoshu. Has to have a little more of a form, look like a boxer. Shoshu mishiru them, kimin shoshorosh, shachruvim. Has to look like a boxer already. Ve'agafanim by grapes, mishia yigro. That's a little bit of bigger size than smother. We'll soon see. Smother we had before is the smallest size of the grape. This is the biggest size of the grape. We'll soon see how big it is. Ve'azaisim by olives, mishia nitzu. It's a bigger shear also. Drashi, Mishigodu Hanetz Sovu. Means when it has this shell around the olive, that's when it's called a pri. Vashenkin, Shar Korolonos, but all other fruit trees, when are the fruits called a fruit? Mishiyatziyu. As soon as the fruit comes out, it's called a pri already. Now, the Yom Ravasi, Ravasi explained, what's this shear of a gefanim? By grapes, it says Mishigro. What's the shear of Mishigro? So Ravasi, who boiser? That's the size of a boiser. That's a bigger size of a grape than a smother. Hu gerua, that's the same shear of a gerua that we have in our Mishnah. Vu pulalovin, that's the size of this bean of a pulalovin. For the Gemara, pulalovin said, who's talking about beans? We're talking about grapes. Ele'ema shiura ke pulalovin. It means when the grape gets the size of this bean, that's when it's called a pri. But our component of this is called what? Boiser, which is bigger than smother. Now, man shamet le diyama boiser in. Smodaloi, who's this Tana, this Mishnah, that says the grapes have to be a bigger size? It has to be the size of a boiser, which is the size of a bean, and it's not enough to smaller grape of a smother. Lechur rabbonin. This goes according to rabbonin. Because according to Rabbi Yehi, he has before he holds the grape, is even called the grape by smother. That's a very small shear. Here it says at least it has to be the size of Mishigro, which is Boiser, which is the biggest size. So who this is the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yosi. So you see the Rabbanon that dings on Rabbi Yosi and says that a smother, the small grape, is not called fruit. Uketani, they themselves hold that Shar Korolonis Mishiyatziyu. Vashenken, all other fruit trees, as soon as the fruit comes off the tree, the fruit is called the fruit. So, Bazoi, what do you see? That all fruits, by all trees, as soon as the fruit looks like a fruit, it's called a pri. So, back straight by Slav now, our tree, this Evianus, this fruit, Avada, looks like a fruit already. So how could you say the cleeper around it, the kafrisin, you will add it on Allah, Luhur, it's a shame of the pri. What do you want to say? It's not called a pri yet? No, we're saying now peiros are called a pri as soon as you can snicker, as soon as you can tell it's a fruit. So these kafritz and this shell around the avyonis was on it when they have a shame pri. So since it's shame of the pri, it should be osra on our law. So how could we originally say you're allowed to eat the shell, just the fruit itself is threw away? Ella, this is the maskon is a new carrot now. Elo Amar Rava, Hey Chayamin Devi Shem Al Pri. When do we say something that watches the fruit? That's called Tuffel. It's called the Pri. Hey Chod the Chishakles Land the Shemer. If you would peel off the peel, Mayis Peri, the fruit would die. That's called when it's there, even though the fruit is not ripe. It is ripe. Don't make a difference. But calls them out that Shemer is on it. If you would peel off the Shemer, the fruit would die. That's called like tuffle to the fruit. It's called part of the fruit, and it's called pri. Of a hocha, Hashem came by its flat by this tevyenis that the shell around it kishaklesle. Even if you peel off this kafritz and peel off the peel, no mayis peri. Here the tevyenis can live without the shomer. Therefore, it's not called the shomer. That's why even in Orlo, you're allowed to eat the peels around it because these peels like don't really protect the fruit. Even if you take off the peel, still the fruit would live. So the more heavy you do with a mite like that, the shaklu lenate remina, they took off the peel around the pomegranate, the yavish remina, and the pomegranate dried up, it died. That's right, that's called the good shame of the pri. Such a shame, such a peel around it is mechuyev and only. You're not allowed to eat the first 3 years. Mashen kein. Shaklu the yavish. The yavish remina, and the rima and the pomegranate dried up. Another case was the Shaklu Lepircha Dibitusa. They took off this Evyonis. They took off the Kafritzim. They the shell around the Evyonis. The Yikayim Bitusa. And still stood a long time yet. Still lived. So that's how you say. That's why he was matzah by Kafritzim. Because Kafritzim, such a shamer, even if you pull it off, the tree is not mate. That's not called the shame of the tree. Therefore, it's not called a tree. That's the way Rav Yehuda Marav held. That by Orla and Chutzloris, if you have the slap tree, the only thing you have to throw away is just the Ika tree itself. But the Shema, the peel around it, this peel you're allowed to eat. Why? Because this peel, even if you take it off, the tree is not made. So that's not called the Shema tree. But call upon him now, forget to us, what do we do with Hilchot Brachas though? You see, according to Rav Yudam and Shmuel, they pass in that Hilchot Orla, the shell around it is not called a tree. That's why it's Amachuiv and Orla. So before we pass the Nukhas Brocha, you make a bar create on the shell around it. So now you don't make it. So the Gemara says, Yilchus saw. Kama Baravashi, we talk a pasuk Kama Baravashi. The what the Zorak Yasev Yenis. The only thing he threw away was the Ika fruit itself. Of a Viyochla Sakafisin. But he ate the peel around it. It's the peel around the Yenis is not called the fruit. Has not been honor on it. Or the Gemara, or me, the Lagabi Ola. La Perinino, since for Hilchus Ola, it's not called the fruit. His legabe brachas nami la peirininum. Because brachas also you don't make a bar priates anymore. Lema vachinan alay bar priates ala bar priadoma. You don't make a bar priates anymore, only a bar priadoma. It is not called a chela kodika pri, it's called like a tofum. Therefore, since it's amachu even erlo, you only make a bar priadoma. And that's the loch like that we only make a bar priadoma. But today a little bit, there's a big shaila about orange peels. If you want to eat orange peels, because even if you soak it in sugar and make it edible, the big shal what bracha to make. As looks to me, there are three sheets is what bracha. Some say you make a bar pri hadoma, like it says here, and some say no, orange peels are even better. There it's mamish called the shame of the pri. So there you would make a bar pri eight, and some say no, since it's not so edible, so small you're going to make a shakel near the bari. Lamaisa, the stuff of bracha's look, you're going to make a shakel. If you ever go, just eat the orange peels without the orange itself. But if you make a bar pri eight on the orange itself, and you eat some of the peel, about that's the top of the orange, you eat with that bracha. But if you just go to eat the peels, that's the shell exactly what bracha you have to make on the peel. So that's what's going on here. So that the kafritzin, this type of a fruit, only the fruit itself is called a pri, but the shell is only a bar pri adam. So the more peel poly. Where's the stuff here, thanks. Involved on the base, the 10 lines down from the bottom, Popoli.
Wrong peppers. Is of Shesha Sama Shakal. You make a shakal of heated raw. Rather Lama Leiklum, and that's what we pass, it's not edible. It's a sharp red pepper. If it's not edible, you don't make any broker on it. So the Morvi Oz the Rova the time, the Rova goes according to this time. The Yomar Rova, Kaf Topoli Biyomid the Kippur. If somebody chews this pepper on Yom Kippur, with Osa teeth, and if you eat the Chayiv Koris, it's potter, you're potter on Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's not called an Achila. Just like you don't make a bracha on it, you're potter on Yom Kippur. Shashi cost to poly wash and cold over shodam oichel, shalai kedarkoi. Anything you eat that's not normally eaten is mikri kisitsa. That's a lush like you're chewing it, hard chewing it. So there's red hot pepper. It's not edible. Normally, it's you don't make a bracha and pot is rashi mikoris. If you eat it on Yom Kippur, that's not called an achila, so you pot it. Who adin cast zangvili, that's ginger. If you eat raw ginger, is also biyom et kippur, on Yom Kippur, is also pot of mikoris. Why? Because it's not edible raw. For the more mace, I have a kash on you. For your Rameya Raimir. Me mash mashinema, the Torah, the Pasuk says in the Torah, the Aralthem or Lossa Yaspiria. It means the parents give off first 3 years, the Orla. Is any Yodeya Sheitz Michael? Don't I know that from the tree, you could eat from the tree. El Matam with Loima eats Michael. Why does the Pasuk say, Orla is Nageya to fruits of a tree that you could eat? Is Lahavi eats, Shetan eats of a period of Shavah. There are certain trees that even the bark of the tree also tastes the same way the tree tastes. The Yezir, what type of a tree does the bark of the tree taste the same way the pears taste? The apple pollen, that's our pepper. Pepper and the tree, vice versa, both edible, both very strong. There's a landachof, and here we learn this postik, shalpel pollen chayov and borla. Ashton that there's an issa orla on pepper. So the first 3 years the tree is growing, you're not allowed to eat the fruits. Well, the landachof, so shein ha'tisor chasera klub. As it's all not missing anything. Everything has. It even has pepper. Shenemar eretz ashalevim askenes teichav bolechem. You won't eat like scarcely bread. Lesechta kol bo. You won't be missing anything. So I call upon you if the postig is mishaveich eretz yisroel a hand of topolim mashmet edible. And if it's mechayiv and oral also it's mashmet tzapri. It's edible. So we're saying now topolim pepper is not edible. You don't make a bracha. You put on yom kippur. And here it says it's chayiv and oral or mashmet kol tzapri. And the gemara kasha. When it's britivosa means when it's still wet, when it's ripe, when it's young yet, then it's edible. If you don't extend, it gets dried up, then it's not edible. Then it's too strong, then you can't eat it. But when it's soft, then you can eat it. I tell you, it says britiva, when it's still wet, so go and live. Then you make a barfi adama on this ginger or on this pepper. That's the chiluk. When the pepper is dried out, it's not edible, it'll burn you, then you don't make a broth and you put it in Yom Kippur. But when it's still young and wet, then it's a tree, and you make a broth on it, and then it's chayiv and orla. Amrilei Rabbanu Lemreima. Kosan vila biyama de kippuri potter. What did you say before? That if you eat ginger on Yom Kippur, you potter, because it's not called an achila. For the Markasha, v'omar rova, hai himlisa the astia mivei handuya. It's this himlisa, a type of a tafshul that has ginger in it. That comes from the India, but that India comes from. So you get this ginger that comes from India, you should know, sharia, you're allowed to eat it. And Rashi explains there's no list of bishalakam on it. So see, on the borchin aleha, borapri adama, and you do make a bracha on it. So how could you say you eat raw ginger on Yom Kippur, your potter? Because it's not edible, it's not called anything. Here we see you're supposed to make a borapri adama on raw ginger. And the Gemara the same time with Lakasha. When ginger is still a little bit young and wet, then it's edible, you make a barfi adama. Hold the yaveshta. When it gets dried out already, then it's not edible, and you don't make a bracha, and you put it on Yom Kippur. Trashi, himlisa, lishrisim balad, sharia. Ein bo, the trashi, what's the chidish that's mutatit? Ein bo, loy mishum bishalochim. You don't have to be afraid that some Indians are cooked it up, and they're goyim. So the mal bishalachim is also a teretzis, because this is nechal kamay shuchai. You can eat it raw. Any fruit that you can eat raw, there's no issue with bishalakim. Even if a goyim cooked it, you're allowed to eat it. But loy mishum giyul lochim. You don't have to be afraid that they cooked it in their pots and maybe it has treifus in it. Because usually the klal is a pot that's ain't a b'nei yoimon and it doesn't have its mutter. Hindu is a drashi kushim. So that's the teretz of both pepper and both the ginger. That when it's dried out, it's not edible. When it's wet, it's edible. So the Gemara chovitz kedera. Chovitz kedera is a type of a cereal. Trashi chovitz kedera, mim maichel kofa, your thick maichel, thick food, kemoi cholov, shechavtsuo bekeva, just like you make cottage cheese, you make cheese. Kein oyster maichel kofa bekedera, the common before shlo, that explains what is this chavitza, it has kimcha, has a lot of flour inside it, the dumpsha and honey, or mishcha, and you put oil in it. The korale avrushti. So the kids said the ingredients is flour, honey, and oil. That's what this chavitz kedev is. So the Gemara of a chen daisa, daisa is like trashi daisa shochitim, that's wheat. Ketusha b'machteshes, you already chopped up the wheat, it's type of a cereal, like farina. You eat cereal, and what bracha do you make on it? We have Yudhirama Shakul Yibdvaro. You only make a bracha shakul on it. We have Khan Omar, Khan says no, Bori Minim Zayn. That's how we paskin, we'll soon see why. So tomorrow. The dice are great that you only have cereal made out of the wheat. So Chita, Kuli Yamalai Pligi, the Bori Minim Zayn. Avad, you make a Bori Minim Zayn out of it. You crushed up the wheat. And it's a tafshul, it's like cereal now. You make a Bori Minim Zayn on it. Keep Pligi, where's the Machlik is? The dice, when you have this cereal, Kain Chavitz Kedero. When you have like a chavitz keder, means there are more ingredients than just the flour. There's also honey inside and also oil. So you have three ingredients. So now the shadow is what's the ikar of the ingredients? We have Yehuda, Ramah, Shahakol, Sova, Duk, Shikta. The ikar you want is the honey. And the honey you make a shakul near the varoy. So therefore he holds, even though you have flour, still the gold boss of the ikar. The ikar is honey, you make a shakul. But Allah, we hold like Rav Kana, Rav Kana, Amar, no, Rav Kana, Amar, Bari Mine Mizoinis. We make a Bari Mizoinis. Even though there's more honey, if you want the ikar of the honey, still you make a burning mezainis. Why? Sovas mi the ikar. Because the ikar is the flour. Flour is choshev, and that's not butter. Trash yomer, mor amr av yasev, kavosed rav kana mistarv. We pass him like rav kana. The rav and shmul, the amr tavayil, the cloud that rav and shmul said, koil, any type of a food, she yesh po yom hachamesha saminim, that has inside it flour from the five grains, from wheat or barley or spelt or rye or oats, is Mavorachin Allah Burman Amazonis. He always make a Burman Amazonis on it. His flour is never bottled, even though we'll see later. Other Maicholim, you always go to bottle the roi of it, or else the ikur purpose you want to eat. That's called the ikur. But by flour, it's not that way. Flour is a chosh of a thing, and that's never bottled. So as long as you have the flour there, or the purpose of eating the flour, it makes it more than just taste good. It makes it filling. You always make a Burman Amazonis on it. The Tzeis at the end says here, the chenotech shkedim, if somebody puts flour into almonds, shoysen lechoyle, moysen moysen kedei, if you put the flour inside the shkedim, the almonds, kedei she yisoyet halei, that you should be satisfied from the flour, or sorov levorach burunim mezoinis. Then you make a burunim mezoinis. Even though the ikur is the almonds, but since you're putting flour in the almonds, and the flour is there to make you full, to make you, it's a maichem, it's never bottled. Of a chiddush, we in the dabik, the alma. We only put flour just to make it stick together. Then ain't sort of burning mizaynus. Then you don't have to make it, and that's halacha. A more you put flour into substance just to make it stick together, to make it more fluffy. A more they put flour into gevulte fish. A more they put matzah mel into hamburgers. So it's a question then what bracha you should make really. Is if the flour, matzah mel, just put there just to keep the meat together or to make it fluffy, then avada the ikur is the meat, you make a shakal. But let's say you would put the flour inside the hamburger, mamish, to make it fully. You want to have this hamburger with flour, the flour should be eaten like it's like a type of a Michael, then you make a burning mezainis on it. But that's the cloud that Rav and Shmuel, whenever you have wheat flour in there, the purpose of eating this flour, to give it a good time and it be edible, you always make a burning mezainis. Magufa. Rav and Shmuel Yamatavaya. Rav and Shmuel both said, Kol Shiyesh by the Chamesh Saminim, anything that has inside it from the Chamesh Saminim, like they said, you have almonds and you have some flour inside it, Mevorchin all of Burmini Mizoinis. You make a Burmini Mizoinis, even though the Ika you're eating the purpose is for the almonds, but since the flour is there, not only to give substance, but to be soyed halev, to fill you up, you make a Mizoinis. More of Yitmanami, Rav Shmuel Yamatavaya, there's another member from Rav Shmuel. They said like this, Kol Shehu Mechameshes Haminim, Mevorchin Olav Burunim Mezoinis. Whichever is from the five Mine grains, he make a Burunim Mezoinis. And the five Minim is, we said, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. So two members of Rav Shmuel, either Kol Sheyeshboi, any type of a food that has inside it flour, or else kol shehu, anything that in itself is from the chamesh taminim. So the more tzrich, we need both of the members. The yashminim kol shehu could only say any grain that is from these five minim, any food you make in mezainus, have a minim mishum diisabenim. Only because you have wheat flour, or you have barley flour, it's then you make a burning mezainus. Amal Adei Tarubis, let's say you mix this flour into almonds, and you have it Adei Tarubis now, maybe why? Maybe then we'd say, Ika Kavon is Titi almonds, you'd make a bar of creates only. Kamash Shmulon Kol Sheyeshbun. That's Rabbi Shmuel.